Hello, Jill here in Queenstown, and I'm talking for the Global Healing Exchange, and I'm from Body and Balance. Today I'm going to talk about lower back pain. We have so many people with suffering with lower back pain due to the fact that a lot of people sit at desks all day, or they stand all day, or they do jobs where they're not moving very much. But also they're not engaging the core, and they're also not thinking about their posture as well because they're busy in their heads. So I'm just going to talk about posture and breathing and how I've got a few exercises to help with particularly lower back problems. So first of all, let's focus on our core and engaging the core. So think about the heels, balls of feet, toes, sort of balance your body, give yourself a little bit of a wriggle, balance your body, take an inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And again, inhale. And exhale. Now feel the heels, balls, the feet and toes and just lift your toes up. The moment you lift your toes up, you actually stand up a little bit taller. And then drop them down and just balance evenly on both feet. So the toes are just lightly touching. Then move up, visualize through your ankles, come to your shins, come to your knees. And we're just going to soft knees, not locked, not bent, but soft. And then lifting up through the kneecaps, come through to the thighs, and then come to your center, to your core, to your abdominal region. And we want to look at strengthening through that section. It's almost like a corset, this whole sling that runs around the back and the front and underneath, starting with your pelvic floor muscles. So just draw up gently through the pelvic floor muscles. So only around 30 to 50 maximum, 30%, 30 to 50, lifting up. And if you're not sure how to engage the pelvic floor, think about you need to go to the toilet. You need to go to the toilet to urinate, and you're not near a toilet. So rather than just urinate, you actually wait. And the muscles that stop you from actually urinating when you think about it are the pelvic floor muscles. So we're just going to lift those pelvic floor gently, and they are the base of your core muscles. Imagine you have a wide belt around the lumbar spine meeting between navel and pubic bone, and your imaginary belt has 10 holes. So I want you to take a deep breath in through the nose, and then imagine you're drawing that belt in, and then as you breathe out, contract the abdominal muscles, draw the belly button back towards the spine. So you're holding as tight as you can for the moment. Take a breath in and a breath out, and again breathing in, breathing out, and then loosen that imaginary belt from the 10th hole to the 9th, 8th, 7th, 6th, 5th, 4th and 3rd hole. Now you're holding around 30%. See if you can remember to do that wherever you are. Whether you actually are sitting, you can still just engage the little bit of those abdominal muscles and draw up your pelvic floor. Whether you're standing, whether you're walking, whether you're moving around, whatever you're doing, if you're standing in retail, for instance, or you're a hairdresser and you're leaning over people, whatever you're doing, you actually can engage the core just that little bit. And that will help you to strengthen and support your lumbar spine. Now take another deep breath and fill up the lungs. You want to broaden the rib cage. If you stand like this and you poke your rib cage out, you're actually putting stress on the lumbar spine as well. So we're going to broaden the rib cage. And also, what helps, it's fabulous, takes more oxygen into your lung capacity. So we're filling up the lungs. Imagine you're filling up each space between the ribs. Breath out, keep the rib cage broadened. Then bring the shoulders right up under the ears, drop them to the shoulder blades as you breathe out. Think of your neck lengthened and crown ahead to the ceiling. So just a little bit of mobilization of the spine. Take a breath in, chin to the chest, knees are soft, draw into the abdominal muscles a little bit. If your back is hurting now, just keep your hands on your thighs. We're going to roll down. Let the head go, and if you can, if it's not pulling in the back, just let your hands slide down the leg. If you find that it's too strong, just rest the hands there. So we're letting the head go, a little bit of mobilization, stretching those vertebrae, and then breathing in, coming up slowly. Picture stacking the vertebrae, lengthening your spine, and dropping the shoulders down. We're nice and tall. So you could do that a couple of times, just breathing, mobilizing the spine, breathing out. But I'm going to take you down onto the floor for some specific exercises to help your back. So breathing in, drop all the way down, if you can, if it's not hurting your back now. Walk out, come through an inverted V, push the heels of the hands against the mat, let your head drop between your arms. And we'll just do a little stretch into the hamstring. So come up onto your toes, breathing in, and drop one heel down at a time as you breathe out. We'll go for 10. Walking through, 9, feel those hamstrings stretching, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now up onto your toes, take a breath in, drop the heels down as you breathe out. And then from there, just come down to your knees, stretch out your arms and shoulders, stretching your spine. Now this is a lovely stretch for your back. Walk the hands forward a little bit. Feel that lovely stretch. If you can, you're dropping the buttocks down onto the heels. Take 4 breaths here, inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. And again, breathing in, breath out, breathe in, breath out. And then one more, take a breath in and breath out. Now, come on up, we're on all fours. Without putting any stress on your back, just contract your abdominal muscles. Now, this is fantastic exercise for strengthening your core and your back without really putting any pressure on your back whatsoever. So we're gonna take a breath in, contract abdominals as you breathe out. Now, this is a very basic one, very easy. You can take this further if you find it's too strong on your wrists. Come down onto your elbows, and if you wish, take this into a plank position. Now extend the legs out and hold. Take a breath in and really draw into your abdominal muscles now as you breathe out. And we're going to be strengthening our back muscles. Breathing in, breathing out, breath in, breath out. Breathing in, breath out. So do maybe 5 of those, holding there. And then come down to the knees, and again, stretching out your arms, shoulders, and stretching out your spine. Then come back to all fours. Take a breath in, tuck the tailbone under, still mobilizing the spine, chin to chest. And breath out, bring yourself back to a neutral position. Come back down, have a stretch out. And then slide the body forward, come all the way down to your floor or your mat. Reach the arms forward. Now this is a really wonderful exercise for your back, and it works across the spine, across the muscles. Legs hip distance apart. Drop your shoulders down and just take your head slightly off the floor. And then take a breath in and lifting your left leg and your right arm. So we call this swimming. Lower back down, take a breath in. And lift, opposite arm, opposite leg as you breathe out. Lower back down, take a breath in, and again lift as you breathe out. Lower back down, breathing in, and lift, breath out. Now repeat that for another 4. Come on back up again, and stretching out your spine. And then come on around to sitting. Bend your knees. Place the hands at the back of the legs. I'm going to take each vertebrae down to the mat. All the way down. Drop the arms down behind you, beside you. Drop your shoulders down. Lengthen your neck. And then interlock your fingers, hands to the back of the head. Just a simple little roll up as you breathe out. Eye level, just looking beyond your knees. Contract your abdominals. Lower back down, take a breath out. So we're engaging our core muscles as you breathe out. Drop back down, take a breath in. Lift up, breath out. Lower back down, take a breath in, and lifting up again as you breathe out. 5 more of those. Breath in, lift up, breath out. 4 more breathing in, lifting, breath out, just supporting your head and neck, contract abdominals, drop back down, breathing in. 3. 2, 1. Lower back down, slide the arms back down beside you, knees are still bent, take a breath in, I'm going to tilt the pelvis and lift up into a half bridge as you breathe out. Hold it there, take a breath in. And a breath out. Breathing in. Breath out. Breathing in. Breath out and come on down. Your knees to your chest. And just a little rocking back and forth. Just a few simple exercises that will help you to strengthen your lumbar spine and help you to relieve back pain. This is actually really nice just to relieve back pain. Is that gentle stretching knees to the chest and then circle one way on the lower back. And circle the other way. And then coming again, rocking back and forth, come on up to sitting. And bring yourself around. Fabulous. Sitting, thank you.